Did you ever hear someone complaining about how much they had to give up to follow Jesus or bragging about it? I gave up this, I gave up that. I could have been this, I could have been that. Mary, the mother of Jesus, didn't do that. She didn't consider the hardship that her decision to do the will of God and offer her body to the Lord so that she may carry the Christ child. You see, she was facing the humiliation of the community, facing loss of respect by her family and friends, facing the loss of her engaged husband, who had every right to divorce her for becoming pregnant. It could even cost her her life. If Joseph wanted to press the issue, she could have been stoned for adultery. And who would believe a 15-year-old girl who claimed to be pregnant by the Holy Spirit and that God had told her that this child was to be the Son of God? Who would believe that? Mary knew that would not work, but she did the will of God anyway. She didn't complain. She actually thanked God and praised Him. When she went to see her cousin Elizabeth, who was pregnant with John the Baptist, Mary broke out in a wonderful hymn. It's found in Luke, the first chapter, and the 46th verse. Listen. And Mary said, "My soul does magnify the Lord, and my spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior, for he has regarded the low estate of his handmaid. For behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed. For he that is mighty has done great things to me, and holy is his name. And his mercy is on them that fear him from generation to generation. He has showed strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He has put down the mighty from their seats and exalted them of low degree. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham, and to his seed forever." O Father in heaven, I pray that you would forgive me. Forgive me for ever complaining about what I had to give up to follow you. In truth, I gave up nothing and gained everything. So please forgive me and create within me a heart like in your servant Mary, who carried the Christ child, to exalt your name forever in the midst of every difficulty, in the midst of every hardship, in the midst of every trial. May my mouth be filled with praise for you and thanksgiving that in Christ I have gained everything. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.